Educational Deep Dive, July 6, 2026. Code Analysis, MCP, the Infrastructure Layer AI Coding Tools Actually Needed. The Model Context Protocol started as Anthropic's open standard in November 2024. 18 months later, it has become the plumbing that connects AI coding assistants to the outside world. Over 9,400 public MCP servers now exist, and code analysis has emerged as one of the most mature categories. The reason is straightforward. AI coding tools are only as useful as the context they can access. An assistant that cannot see your code base, run your linter, or query your database is limited to generating code in a vacuum. MCP provides a standardized way to give these tools eyes and hands. The underlying problem is a retrieval-augmented generation problem. The model needs external context injected at the right moment, and MCP is the plumbing that makes that happen at the IDE level. What code analysis MCP servers actually do? A code analysis MCP server sits between your AI assistant and your codebase, providing structured access to information the model would otherwise have to guess at. The capabilities vary, but the most useful servers offer some combination of the following. Static analysis integration. Servers like SimGrep MCP run SASD scans and surface findings directly in the AI's context. Instead of asking the model to spot SQL injection vulnerabilities through pattern matching in raw code, the server runs established detection rules and reports results. CodeGuardian, published in April 2026, claims 93.8% precision on SQL injection detection and 94.7% on command injection. Semantic code search. Tools like Claude Context use hybrid search, combining BM25 keyword matching with vector similarity to find relevant code across large code bases. The model asks, where is authentication handled, and gets back the actual files instead of hallucinating a path. Some implementations add re-ranking as a second pass, filtering the initial retrieval set down to the most contextually relevant chunks before they hit the model's context window. Call graph analysis. Code Pathfinder builds AST-based call graphs that show which functions call which. Nuanced focuses specifically on cross-file reasoning, addressing the common problem where LLMs hallucinate function calls that do not exist. This is where the RAG analogy breaks down slightly. Most RAG pipelines retrieve documents. Code analysis MCP servers retrieve program structure. A 4-week pilot of CodeGuardian at an unnamed organization found 47 previously unknown vulnerabilities and achieved 75% weekly developer adoption. Whether those numbers hold across different code bases and team cultures is an open question, but they suggest the approach has legs. The token problem MCP solves. Context windows are large now. Claude supports 200,000 tokens. GPT-4 Turbo handles 128,000. But feeding an entire code base into the context window remains impractical for most projects, and doing so wastes tokens on irrelevant information. Worse, research consistently shows that models struggle with content buried in the middle of long contexts. The lost in the middle problem is real. A larger context window does not guarantee better retrieval. The naive approach to tool integration makes this worse. A static tool set of 40 MCP tools consumes around 43,300 tokens just for the tool definitions, burning into the token budget before the model has processed a single line of code. Scale that to 400 tools, and you are spending 405,000 tokens on definitions alone. Token cost compounds fast. Speakeasy's benchmarking shows that dynamic approaches reduce this by two orders of magnitude. Progressive discovery, where the model requests tools as needed rather than loading all definitions up front, drops 40 tools to 3,400 tokens. Semantic search over tool descriptions achieves similar token efficiency. The practical limit seems to be around 3 to 6 MCP servers per agent session before tool selection starts degrading. The smarter servers apply a chunking strategy to the code base itself, breaking source files into index segments rather than surfacing entire files. Token usage drops, relevance improves, and the context window gets used for actual reasoning instead of raw file dumps. This is why the MCP July 28, 2026 specification release candidate emphasizes statelessness. The new design eliminates session pinning, allowing horizontal scaling and round-robin load balancing. Servers can maintain application state by having models thread explicit handles between tool calls rather than relying on hidden session metadata. Security is the hard part. The same capabilities that make MCP useful make it dangerous. An MCP server with file system access can read and write arbitrary files. A server that executes shell commands can do anything your user account can do. The attack surface is substantial. PipeLab's State of MCP Security 2026 report found that 82% of 2,614 analyzed MCP implementations were vulnerable to path traversal. 67% were susceptible to code injection. 24,008 unique secrets were exposed in MCP-related GitHub configurations, with 2,117 still valid at scan time. The incidents have been consequential. A postmark MCP backdoor reached approximately 300 organizations before disclosure in September 2025. An RCE flaw in the MCP remote library, which had around 500,000 downloads, received a CVSS score of 9.6. Anthropic's own MCP server Git had a chain of path traversal and argument injection vulnerabilities. The defense picture is fragmented. Network allow listing blocks unauthorized destinations, but cannot inspect allowed traffic. MCP gateways centralize authentication and policy, but leave agents that bypass the gateway invisible. Inspection and scanning tools detect poison descriptions and injection attempts, but have coverage gaps between runtime and static analysis. Each approach has blind spots that the others do not cover. The MCP 2.4 specification added multi-factor authentication for high-risk tool calls, real-time audit logs via an admin console, and enhanced consent workflows. Whether adoption keeps pace with the security requirements remains to be seen. What this means for AI-assisted development. The governance gap is growing faster than the adoption curve. Claude Code overtook GitHub Copilot and Cursor in 8 months. 95% of surveyed developers use AI tools weekly, with 75% relying on them for half or more of their work. The community moving fastest with these tools is moving well ahead of any visibility, vetting, or audit infrastructure. The MCP specification war appears settled. Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Snowflake all support the protocol. The question has shifted from, should we adopt MCP, to, which use cases move first, and how do we govern access at scale? For teams building or consuming code analysis MCP servers, a few patterns seem to be emerging. Limit server count. Nimblest recommends staying under 10 servers total, with 3 to 6 being the practical ceiling for most workflows. Every additional server increases the tool selection burden on the model and expands the attack surface. Scope credentials narrowly. Fine-grained tokens for specific repositories. Read-only database roles. The principle of least privilege applies with particular force when the consumer is a probabilistic model that might be manipulated by prompt injection. Remove and use servers. They still consume tool budget even when dormant. Audit what runs. The MCP 2.4 admin console features exist because organizations discovered they had no idea what their AI assistants were actually doing. Code analysis MCP is not a silver bullet for AI-assisted development. The detection rates are good, but not perfect. The token savings are real, but come with architectural constraints. The security model requires active management rather than set-and-forget configuration. What MCP does provide is a structured way to give AI coding tools the context they need to be useful. The alternative, pasting code snippets in a chat window and hoping the model infers the rest, does not scale. The protocol layer is now mature enough that the remaining questions are about governance, security, and organizational adoption rather than technical feasibility.